You're listening to Blue Collar CEO, the podcast that's all about helping you build a better, more profitable, and more sustainable home service business. Each week, we will cover a different topic that'll help you enable your company to move forward to success. And here's your host, Ryan Redding.
What is up, Blue Collar CEOs? It's Ryan. It's great to be with you. Fun episode for you today. So by now, if you're plumbing, if you're an HVAC, if you're a home services company, if you've been around for any period of time, you probably have learned of like lead generation services like Angie, Porch, Thumbtack, things like that. And you probably know they have a mixed bag of pros and cons that come with them. We're getting ready to learn about a new tool coming out right now for contractors, by contractors, that's going to help disrupt the space. That's one that try to put some of these businesses out of business and help add more value to your lives and add more value to your customers' lives. Let's hop in and talk about League of Contractors. Let's go. Jennifer, I am so glad that we are finally able to connect because I feel like we've been trying forever to get you on the show. So glad we could finally work it out. But for the boys and girls at home who don't know you and what you do, who are you? What do you do?
Fantastic question. So my name is Jennifer Clements, and I am one of the co-founders and operators of an app on the iOS and soon to be Android platform or Google. It's called League of Contractors. So we are a referral-based app for contractors by contractors in the League of Contractors. It reminds you of like the Justice League or like tights and capes and things like that. But really, in the service industry, we are the heroes to every home we go to. They are hired a professional to say, fix this. This is their largest investment that they have, and they've hired a hero or professional to come in and fix whatever they've got going on. Well, and so the League of Contractors, that's really what it came into, is we are all heroes, and we all want to be a hero of every situation we go into for that homeowner. This is where the name originated from. But yeah.
Oh, that's fun. So wait, so okay, help me. I want to learn more about this because it sounds interesting. So the app is for contractors or the app is for the homeowner? Or
it's both? Actually going to be for both. So we actually found an amazing need. Me and my dad built the app and designed the app to send referrals back and forth between contractors. As an electrician, so my dad and I also, we cooperate Clements Electric in Texas. We service the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We run an electrical business. We've actually added plumbing. So now we're electrical and plumbing, which is great for our generator customers, but that's not why we're here today. But so we as electricians go out, and before we were plumbing, we needed a plumber. And so we would be like calling on the phone, like, hey, can you take this? Well, now we take a couple pictures, we put in the homeowner's information, we select the plumber we want to send it to, and we send it to them. They purchase that referral from us for $20. And then I, as the electrician, receive $10, and League of Contractors keeps 10. And of that $10 that League of Contractors keeps goes to our nonprofit where we're paying for licensing fees, trade school, and tools.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So League of Contractors has many, 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 many layers to it. And then So if you're a contractor and you're putting up a referral for another trade that goes out to the house, you're going to be paid if somebody purchases that referral. And then if the homeowners can also put in their own referrals now. Now the homeowners aren't paid. There's no money going back and forth. We wanted to keep the, there's too many windows or options for fraud with that. Homeowners could just submit things just to be paid. Contractors, on the other hand, we kind of hold each other's feet to the fire. Like, you're not going to go in and put a referral in and then have your name go bad. So with contractors, we want you to be paid. If you've got a homeowner that says, do you know a plumber? We're like, yes. And I can put it in right now. Do you mind if I send over that information? And do you have a picture of what's going on? So not only am I sending a picture, I'm telling you the homeowner's information, I'm sharing my database with you. It's referral. It's an actual referral. It's not a lead. I'm not sending it to multiple people. There's not a bidding process. The only thing I care about is that you deliver the 5-star experience of League of Contractors. I'm not asking you what your prices are. Your overhead is your overhead. That's just it. Like, everybody's like, oh, it's a race to the bottom on other apps for us.
Oh, it totally is. Okay, so I'm so interested because at first I'm like, oh, this sounds kind of like a dating app, but it's not. You know what I mean? Because you're kind of having to do like the supply and demand, like a dating app, right? Like, But it's different. So, okay, for the homeowners, let's keep it, just focus on the homeowners benefit, which I guess in the dating world metaphor would be like the girls on the dating app.
Maybe.
This metaphor is going to break down somewhere, but let's go.
Let's just go with the one about it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you got the homeowners. So for the homeowners, how do they know, like, how are you reaching them to know that this app exists? What is the benefit for the homeowner? Like, help me understand it from.
So we're about 75 days away from launching to the homeowners. We're beta testing everything right now for that side of the app. Because it's not originally how it was built, but essentially the way that it's built right now and where the beta is working is homeowners download the app, they create a, customer profile or an account. They log in, create an account, and then they have a hot water heater that's failed. So they take a couple pictures of the hot water heater that they've got, maybe a picture of the breaker, because they're not sure what's failing, why it's not working. And then they go to hit submit. You can do two different types of submissions. You can select the top ranked company, or you can just put it up on the marketplace per se. And that will go to, that will be active in our marketplace for our technicians to go and say, yeah, I'll service it. And only one service company can select it. That's it. The homeowner is not going to get bombarded with 20 phone calls. They're not going to get 15 different, will you call us? It's one technician, one company, one time.
Does the homeowner, is there a cost to the homeowner?
No.
This is crazy to me because it totally makes a lot of sense. So there's an option of like, hey, they're going to go to the top rated, or essentially I'm like imagining like a roll the dice sort of scenario, like, hey, send it to the marketplace and someone picks it up. Yeah. How are those companies vetted? Like,
that's a great question. Yeah. So our vetting is actually really, really cool. So we've actually partnered what we call them our sidekicks. So we've got a partnership with several sidekicks, and depending upon the, we've got nine different levels. Once you reach level 9, you're a TBA, you're a total badass. You're a total badass. That's fun. Yeah. Once you have 9 different levels, but the first level that you have to go in at, and here's a little icon badge that goes with it, but you've had a background check, which is one of the highest background checks that we can actually do. So it goes to city, county, state, federal. So we're going all the way through.
But not to Interpol.
Say again.
Not to Interpol. Like if it's anything international, they're in the clear.
Right. But we're going federal. We're going all states. We're going United States. And then from there, we also have it to where your insurance certificate gets verified. So we're verifying all levels of your insurance. That goes to our insurance agency. And then our background check goes to our background check agency. They clarify those, verify those. And that puts you just as a basic level one to be able to accept those from our homeowners. So anybody that puts in and can receive something from a homeowner has to have the level one stuff done. So you can use the app, you can look at it, you can interact with it, but you can't receive anything until I know that one, you're safe, and two, you got insurance.
Okay, so that's for level one. What's the difference between a level one and a badass?
So the badass is about delivering that 5-star experience. So you're going do you have a website? Are you using electronic dispatching software? Are you using QuickBooks? Do you have new generation software? So not only is League of Contractors just like an actual app, the like, hey, we're going to get you more work, but we're also a roadmap to take you from a company that's where you want to be to, or where you are to where you want to be. So we're giving you the roadmap. The only difference between where you are now and where you want to be is implementation. So we're giving you that, do these steps, become a TBA, implement this, and go from here to here.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So if a customer's like, hey, I want the TBA, then I don't know if the customers know that that means total badass.
Yeah.
But obviously it's going to look like, hey, these guys are more badass than the other.
Right. Right.
Which are less badass, more mediocre assed.
Yeah. You know, are you on Google? Are you on Google Guaranteed? Or do you Google Guarantee? Are you, do you have an SEO company? Do you have a website? What kind of phone system do you have?
How sophisticated is their like company operations?
Yeah. How sophisticated is your business? And how are you delivering a sale to your homeowner? Do you belong to a success group? What success group are you a member of? Because the companies who are involved with success groups have stronger footing, I feel like. That's my belief, in that they're going to be sticking around because you're surrounding yourself with like-minded people. And so long as you're surrounding yourself with like-minded people, you're going to continue to grow with the industry. And growth is so important.
That's crazy. Okay, so totally see what makes sense now for the homeowner. Mm-hmm. So in a weird way, you're kind of positioning against like Angie. Mm-hmm. Would that be fair?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, my ultimate goal is to put them out of business. Personal goal of mine.
I love that.
I don't like their business model. It's a race to the bottom for every business involved. Even if you're a niche business inside of Angie's List, here's the deal. Legal contractors and Angie's List differ in one huge market, and that's reviews. Clements Electric got wrapped up with them many, many, many years ago. And when we left, we walked away from almost 4,000 reviews. And legal contractors isn't interested in your reviews. We're not interested in keeping your reviews. We're interested in making sure that we push all that to Google. Own your own stuff. We just want to give you the roadmap to go from there to there. We're not looking to control you. We're not looking to, it's just so hard for me to put into words because I just feel it. but like with Angie's List, like, yeah, when we decided that this wasn't working for us anymore, we were tired of competing and bidding against all these other contractors for the homeowner to go, no, I took the lowest bid. And here's the deal with that in the Angie's List model and the legal contractors model is work legal contractors is not going to be for every customer. And that's okay.
Okay, got it. So from a customer standpoint, wait, I want to get into this later, but like, I want to ask about like, are you doing this national? Is this like a market by market? Like how are you rolling this out? Because that seems crazy ambitious. It seems potentially concerning. Like if a homeowner goes in like, oh, this is a cool idea, cool concept, blah, blah, blah. They log in like there's nobody within a 500 mile radius. Right. It's like a Tesla.
Yeah, so we've actually already had this happen where somebody's like, hey, I've got this and I need to send it to whatever. And I'm like, that's cool. So I get on the phone and I just start calling. Hey, I'm Jennifer with Legal Contractors. I actually would like you to use my app for free and I'm going to send you your first customer for free. I know I sound like Angie's List, which is totally fine. I just need you to take care of this one customer one time. I got referred to you by, and I'm on so many different platforms on Facebook that I can go and I've already looked at your business before I'm even make the phone call. So I've kind of already got an idea of who you are and if you're trustworthy enough for me to go into your business or to send my legal contractor customer to you. And I just start making phone calls. I mean, I know it's super ambitious and it's super weird and people are like, holy crap, what'd you think of this? And I thought of it out of a base of a need from Clements Electric. Like we went into so many homes and people were like, hey, who do you know? And I was like, oh, get on Angie's List, even though I hated them, but I knew that was the best resource for them. I'm so sick and tired of telling people to go somewhere where it's literally destroying the industries by telling them to use that product. Because it's the best resource, right? So I was like, you know what? I bet I could create a resource. I bet I could.
Okay, so makes a ton of sense for the homeowner. And that's a really cool benefit you provide for them. Okay, but for the contractor, I know you're dabbling about it, but what's the contractor's benefit? Help me understand it from their perspective.
Okay, so basically the wider the surface area, the better off, right? So you using legal contractors increases your surface area of being able to get business because I'm leveraging an AC company's database, a plumber company's database, and a dog walker, whatever. I'm leveraging all of their databases together to say, if they go into a home and they're looking for an electrician, they're going to recommend me. Or they're going to recommend, or at least put it up on the marketplace where I've got an opportunity for them to recommend me or for me to have an opportunity to go get it. So I am, by joining legal contractors, expanding my database because I've got an opportunity to use their database to start receiving work. And on top of that, I'm going to pay them anytime they send anything to me. So I know that whatever that $20 that I'm paying for that referral, I know that doesn't cover all of their cost for acquiring that customer because every customer has a cost. However much it costs, right? I am paying you a small portion of that that says thank you. And yes, I want to take care of this customer. So I gained another customer in my database for $20. I don't know where anybody's ROI is going to be that.
Oh no, 100%. And the other part that's kind of cool, I'm not going to mention any other company by name for obvious reasons, right. But for a lot of those companies, you know, you pay that money and it goes into the giant abyss that is a software algorithm. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that you guys are actually feeding it back into benefit for the trades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then, one of my big ambitions for the trades is I'm planning and hosting. There's a couple things. One is going to be like a big, just training day or come in and you can actually meet face to face with these different types of sidekicks that we've got to grow your business. You can actually like shake hands with them, learn from different trades, different people, different sidekicks. And then the other one is just a big, huge thank you party. So in the blue collar industry, the person who stays at home is usually not thanked and they get forgotten about. And we hold together the home while they're out there fixing other homes. They are the life and savior of somebody else's shitty day. And we support that for them. And the things that we at home, we get forgotten. And so a big thing for me is I want to, and pardon my French if you have to bleep it, but it's called the Fancy as Fuck Gala. And it's for, yeah, it's for the, it's basically bring your wife, bring your spouse, bring whoever it is that supports you at home and have a fancy dinner, dance with the DJ and get fancy and come out and celebrate. Because I want to thank the people at home who make the blue collar industry what it is, because without that support, we wouldn't be what we are. And your business wouldn't be.
Such a cool idea. And even like I was talking to someone, actually they were on a previous episode where they're talking about recruiting. They target for recruiting ads, the spouse.
Yeah.
Right. The one who has to deal with like the overtime hours and the on-call weekends and the working 90 hours during the summer. Like the spouse is the one who wants you to not have to deal with that crap. And I love that you're just like, no, come on, let's have a party. Let's have fun. Yeah,
let's have fun.
What a cool idea.
Let's bring your, yeah, bring your person and let's celebrate because they hold it down. And a lot of businesses can't afford to have that level of party, that level of celebration. So buy your company an entire table and bring your entire company and celebrate your entire company. I'm going to make it easy for you to come out and celebrate.
Is it weird that I kind of want to go just to be a part of the party? Because that sounds like a hell of a lot of fun.
Dude, I love a good party. Yeah, when we threw our launch party for League of Contractors, we threw it at a really awesome brewery, brought in a DJ, did drinks. I mean, it was pretty badass. I liked it. So I'm super excited to do the Fancy as Fuck Gala. And then also to present our donations for the year to our trades.
Oh, cool. So you do that like a publicly sort of like a nonprofit sort of contribution where it's like, that's awesome. Okay. So if obviously the people listening right now are men and women in the trades, are there any industries that you are not supporting right now? Or are you just starting with a handful of industries? Like how are you rolling this?
No. So we're rolling it out to everyone. Originally we were just like, we're just going to do home service industry, but we had the commercial come out to us and they were like, no, we need this. And then we had general contractors that were like, we're already doing this. And this would be great for us to be able to track the referral, track that they've called the homeowner, track the referrals complete, like, or whatever it is. Like we already are doing this. This is fantastic. So on average, there's about, and I will probably, I mean, this list grows every day, but we've come up with close to 70 different trades that service a house, from a housekeeper to paint, to pest control, lawn.
Yeah, landscaping. I can imagine.
Windows. It goes on and on and on. It's not just the trifecta of electrical, plumbing, and HVAC. It's like we broke it all the way down, like gutters, all kinds of stuff. And so ultimately, you can market to your customers and go, hey, you know, we're not just electrical. We can find anything that you need. If there's anything that you need, we're a League of Contractors member. I can send you somebody I trust.
That's really cool. So if a contractor is listening right now, it sounds like regardless of the lane, right? They could be pest control, they could be landscape, they could be HVAC. If they want to learn more about League of Contractors, see how they could sign up the whole nine yards, what is their next step?
Okay, so we've got a Facebook group, League of Contractors. We've got the website, which is leagueofcontractors.com. And if you go to, right now we're only on iOS. Like I said, in about 75 days, we'll be on the other platforms. But you can search up League of Contractors and download the app, create an account. And start building your network. If there's people in there that you already send, refer, and work back to, but you want a better way to track it, and you want to be able to send photos and be able to say, hey, I've already contacted this person, and you want to get paid for sending that referral work back and forth to each other, League of Contractors is the answer.
Is there any, if any contractor or anyone listening right now who's like a member of a trade group, right? So like I'm in Oklahoma, there's MEPO, Mechanical Electrical Plumbing Contractors of Oklahoma. If there's anyone that has like reach, has influence, that has broad appeal, and they could either influence other contractors or influence homeowners, do you have collateral or ammunition you could put in their hands if they asked?
Yeah, so I've got a whole media packet that like I can send to you if you want to be our rep in that territory. We already have reps in California, Maryland, Colorado, in Oklahoma. So if you are in a territory where you're like, I would love to rep, we're paying for that.
Who's your Oklahoma rep? Is it Cassie? Ah, Cassie Pound.
Yeah. She's pretty good. Yeah.
She's the bee's knees. She is awesome.
She's so amazing. I met her through using a software many, many years ago, House Call Pro. And she's just the sweetest person. I just can't even put into words how amazing she is. But that's the whole part of League of Contractors, is it's like, I don't care what software you're using, like, come join our network. Whereas like with League, you know, with all these other software companies, they create these little groups and niches and stuff. And it's like, dude, I don't care about that. I don't care. I just care about you being a contractor. And can you be the best contractor? Can you deliver the 5-star experience? I don't care what you charge, because when you leave, that homeowner is not going to remember how much they paid, but they're going to remember how they felt.
Oh, 100%. 100%. If somebody wants to learn, I know you mentioned it earlier on Facebook. So if somebody wants to learn more about you, talk to you about League of Contractors, learn more about their company, is the Facebook group the best way? Is there another spot?
No, so you can meet. Yeah. So you can go to the Facebook group. I do some lives there. You can follow my actual, I've got a public figure page. It's called The Jennifer Clements. I do Facebook lives there. We can talk about League of Contractors. I also have a Calendly link. If you want to set up a one-on-one, if you're like, hey, I would love to create my own League of Contractors group. We can do that. So I've got all kinds of different ways to make it. Some people don't necessarily like, I don't know. I'm very open. Like, I'm very flexible. What you
That's all. We'll try to get that from you and put it in the show notes. So if anyone's listening right now, they can grab it quickly and hit you up. But Jennifer, this sounds like a really cool product. I'm so glad to finally have been able to meet you and get you on. Yeah. And I wish you like all the success in the world, because this is such a cool idea. Totally seems like it solves an actual legitimate problem for contractors and for homeowners. Like, I would love to see you kick ass with this. Like,
thank you. I'm super, 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 super excited. I've got lots and lots and lots of content that I haven't dropped yet. Just for the pure fact that it takes so long. And they were like, hey, we can build both of them at the same time. And I was like, please just finish one and then we'll finish the other one. Like, I never realized being an app developer, designer, whatever you want to call it.
And it's expensive. I think people are like, just whip it up. You're like, bro, you don't even know what you're talking about.
No, not at all. Like, I mean, I think we're probably pushing like somewhere 250 range right now.
You're on the cheap side. Good job.
Yeah.
Like, some of these guys are like 250 to like a minimum viable product.
Yeah. Well, and you're the like, other thing is like, you work the app and you're like, okay, this, and this needs to change. Okay, this, like, it's never like a finished product. Like with electrical, you put in a panel and you're done. You walk away and it's good for 30 years. An app is not like that. An app changes every single day. Sometimes during that day, it'll change 4 or 5 different times. So you had no errors the day before, but now you have errors because they've rewritten the product.
Right.
And I've learned a lot. I just have so much more to learn. But I love... my dad's really big on, he was like, you know, if you can put people in their God-given talents, you'll thrive.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so he's like, essentially, he's just like, take this. and so I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. I love speaking with people and I love sharing. So when I came on board Clements Electric with my dad and took an operational standpoint with him, the business was $378,000. We're $2-3 million company. And that's been within 6 years. Yeah. So yeah, it's been a wild ride. And I'm super excited about the new role of what's happening with Clements Electric, which is pushing me more out of operations for that and more onto League of Contractors. But we work for what we want, right?
Yeah, totally. I'm so happy for the success you're having with obviously Clements Electric, but also for this League of Contractors. I hope it kicks ass.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, if you're listening right now, please, we'll put all the info for the Facebook stuff. If we can get your Calendly link, we'll drop in the show notes. But this is really cool. Keep it up. Like, this is really cool. And seriously, thanks for taking the time to stop by, because I know you're super busy.
It's whatever. It is fun.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
All right. We'll see you later.
This episode was hosted by Ryan Redding, author of the book on digital marketing for plumbing and HVAC contractors. This show also includes much help from Shelby Nichols. You can subscribe to Blue Collar CEO on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit us online at bluecollar.ceo and find us on Instagram. Also, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review.